Hello, my name is Janice Sutherland and welcome to Phenomenal Woman, where we share the success stories of women who have been there and done that. From the good, the bad and the ugly and everything in between, this is real talk by real women. We will share with you the highs and lows of their journey and give you honest insight on how you can navigate same with confidence, integrity and a smile. Well, today I'm delighted to introduce Daisy Wright. Daisy is a speaker, motivator, and she's Chief Encouragement Officer at The Right Career Solution and supports a positive can-do mindset. Not only that, she's a Canadian best-selling author of No Canadian Experience A, I hope I've got that right, a Career Survival Guide for New Immigrants, and Tell Stories, Get Hired, Innovative Strategies to Land Your Next Job and Advance Your Career. Daisy has a stellar reputation as one of Canada's top career and employment strategists, and through her company, The Right Career Solution, she offers career coaching, resume writing, live coaching to individuals who see the value of investing in careers. And not only that, she's a very busy lady. She's a founding member of Career Professionals of Canada, a member of the International Coach Federation, a CTL associate with Career Thought Leaders, as well as a member of Toastmasters International. Now, I hope I haven't exhausted everything there, Daisy. So tell us more about yourself and where you come from.
Well, you have said pretty much everything.
Other than the fact
that I was recently selected to the Forbes Coaches Council.
Fantastic.
Based in the US, which is a group where we're highly vetted, actually.
Yeah.
A group of business and career coaches. So that was exciting. So that's the only thing that you missed.
Okay.
But first of all, I am so happy to be here and to be talking to you and, you know, listening to you, reading up about you. I said, oh my goodness, this woman is, I mean, you know, the world probably cannot contain her, you know. So it's great. I was so glad when Tanya, you know, hooked us
yes,
up.
Yes, yes.
So to tell you about me, my goodness. I'm originally from Jamaica.
I could tell because the accent was not Canadian.
Yes, it's not, for sure, for sure. Yeah, but so I left Jamaica all... well, actually 30 years ago in December, yes. And we had gotten our visas for Canada, my husband and I, and our little girl.
Yeah.
And we decided we're going to New York because his family was there.
Right, right.
So we stopped in New York and we said we're going to be there for about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So after Christmas, I said to my husband, I said, you know what? We're going to be here for a little bit. I'm going to look for a job, for a short-term job. So I ended up applying to the UN.
Okay.
The United Nations, UNIFEM to be exact. And, you know, I got the job and I said, great. Well, they offered me a 6-month contract instead of, because I was looking for like a 3-month contract.
Yes, yes.
Well, soon after I got pregnant with my son, so I said, oh my, well, you know, we're bound here for a bit. And we ended up staying there. Well, my husband had come up to Canada to look for, you know, housing for us and all of that. But we ended up staying there. Well, sorry, I'm jumping ahead. We ended up staying there for a year and a half. When my son was 7 months, my husband came up to Canada first to look for, you know, a place for us to live. And then we came up after. We came up in the summer.
Okay.
And so while the funny thing about this kind of expedition, though, is, and especially for people who are listening in Canada or wherever they are and they're planning to come to Canada, our story is one of ups and downs, valley peaks and valleys. But my point here is that we have an attitude of never giving up, no matter what.
Very much.
And I think we need that in whatever it is we're doing, whether it's to search for a job or whether it's to leave from one country to the next. You have to have a goal, know where you're going, and know that you're focused on where you are going. That's what helped us. Because my husband, who is an engineering technician, was an engineering technician then, mm-hmm. when he left us in New York, he said to me, you know what, if I don't find a job in 2 weeks, I'm going to take any job I can get.
Yeah.
And I said, dear, you are going to find a job in less than 2 weeks. They told us that at the Canadian consulate, that jobs are there.
Yes.
So, of course, he came up and he called me and he said, well, I didn't get a job in my field, but I got a job. I said, okay, what is it? And he said, I got a job in a factory. And I said, a what? You know, so I allowed it to sink in.
Yes, yes.
And then we said, okay, well, if that's what you have gotten, and, you know, we have to come in a few months just as well. So he stayed at that job for a year.
Okay.
But he never took his eyes off where he wanted to go.
Okay.
And he ended up getting a job doing exactly what he was doing in Jamaica, working with the electricity company here in our city.
Right.
And Knockwood, he has been there now 27
long
years
time.
Almost.
Long
yes.
Long time.
Right. But my point in telling this story is to let people know that there are hurdles, there are going to be yeah. hurdles, but yeah. you just have to learn to jump over them.
Very much.
Yes.
Under,
yes.
over, go round, whatever you need to do to get
under,
there.
Under, over, go. That's my mantra. Under, over, through, but you're getting there. And that's the attitude that I've taken.
So what's been the key motivator for your career choice?
If I tell you, it was my kids, actually.
Okay.
Because when my son, like I said, we moved here when he was 7 months. And at age five, I lived here in Brampton in Ontario. And I was traveling to Toronto for work.
Right.
And I was also doing my degree part-time at the time. So there were times when my kids wouldn't
yeah.
they would have seen me on Sunday yeah. evening. I would have yeah. tucked them into bed. They wouldn't see me again until Tuesday evening. And one evening one Tuesday evening I came home, and my son was then five. And he said, Mom, did you come home last night? And that thing hit me like a bullet.
Yeah, they have a way of saying things, don't they?
They have
straight to the heart.
Exactly. And I thought about it. I said, this is strange. I tucked them in bed on Sunday night. They didn't see me. They hadn't seen me again until now. So this is serious. So I started, and of course, I was 5 years with the bank,
yeah.
and I was getting a bit antsy. I was in a situation where, you know, the promotions weren't coming. And to me, after I'm in a situation for 3 years,
yes.
I'm ready to go,
yeah.
right? I'm ready
yeah.
to move up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it wasn't happening. And so I started thinking. I said, Daisy, there's so much you can do. I worked in public relations prior to leaving Jamaica. I worked with the United Nations, which gave me a wider perspective of life and people and you know, things that I could do.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I did work in UNIFEM. At the time it was UNIFEM, now it's UN Women.
Right.
And you start thinking of all the people out there that you can help.
Yeah.
Whether face to face or through long distance.
Yes, yes.
And so I decided, like I said, I worked in public relations. So writing was always a passion of mine. And I started out writing resumes. And I started at my business.
Okay.
And at the same time I started, I also rearranged my own resume to focus on teaching, because I also had that in my background.
You've been a very busy lady.
I have been, but I've been blessed. It's, you know, and it's not just me alone. I've had yeah. help all along. But I rearranged my resume, and I told, you know, a few people that I'm going to apply to some of the colleges
yeah.
here in Ontario to teach. And one of my friend actually said to me, you teach? Who tells you that you can teach? So I said to her, watch me. I said, I've taught before, probably not in a college environment, but I have. So I sent my resume to all the colleges in the greater Toronto area. One college right here in my city. The lady phoned me and she said, we don't have anything happening at the moment, but you're somebody that we could we could use at some point. And I said, yes, right? I hadn't gotten the opportunity, but yes. At least the yeah. door was open.
Yeah.
6 months later, I followed up with her, with the college. And this other woman said to me, who I spoke with, she said, you know what, come in for an interview. I went in for the interview, and 2 weeks later, I was teaching at the Sheridan College.
Fabulous.
Here in Brampton, 10 minutes away Fabulous. From where I live.
Fabulous.
At that time, I started my business, and then yes. I started to teach, and then I said to my employer, the bank, yeah. I said, well, could you allow me to work part-time?
Right, right.
And they said, fine.
Yeah.
Because changes were happening in the bank.
Yeah.
And I saw it. So they said, fine. So I was able to do that, work part-time with the bank, teach part-time, and then, yeah. you know, develop yeah. my business.
Yeah, yeah.
After a while, they asked me, they said, you know, I should come back full time. And I said, well, I'm enjoying it so much that I don't think I'm going to come back full time. But, you know, that came with a lot of yeah. other things yeah. as well. You know, yeah. our home, the yes. salary at the home was cut in half,
right.
literally, and stuff. But I have no regrets. I was able to see my kids. I was able yeah. to volunteer at their school. They were able to, you know, I have no regrets. And of course, I was able to develop my business to the point where it is where
Fantastic.
It is right now.
Mm-hmm. Just flicking back to something you said yes. that around every 3 years you get a little antsy and want to move organizations.
Right.
What advice would you give to any of our listeners who may be in that position themselves?
Yes, a good question. First of all, like I said at the outset, one has to have a goal. You have to have an idea of where would I want to go? Where do I see myself? Or who is doing something that I would love to be doing right now? And try and reach out to that person or those people. Mm-hmm. These days it's easier with the cell phone, with text messaging, with email, with
social media, how we got linked up.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
easy to do that. And just talk to people who are doing the job or doing whatever it is that you would want to do. Because sometimes in doing that, you realize, yes, this is really where I want to go. Or you realize, you know what, it's more difficult than I thought.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
you know what, there are aspects of it that yeah. I might not know.
Yeah.
So that's where you start.
Okay.
But start somewhere okay. and explore. Do your research. Talk to people. Don't be afraid to talk to people and okay. find out. Yeah.
Excellent.
So that's where I would advise
Brilliant.
Them to do. Yes.
Brilliant. Mm-hmm. And you seem to have had quite a diverse career.
Yes.
Had a lot of opportunities. So what would you say has been your biggest career triumph to date?
I would say it's actually starting my own business.
Okay.
That has given me the flexibility to do a lot of things. And here I want to pay tribute to my husband, because if
yes.
it weren't for him, I wouldn't have been able to do
yeah.
what I do now. He has been my support. He has been the backbone
of all
important.
Of
this. Yes. Because as you might know, when you start a business, it doesn't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
There are hills and there are peaks and valleys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are times when, you know, the money isn't coming in, and then there are times when it is. So you have to have that
yeah.
support, that
yeah.
rock. So, yeah. But that has been, being an independent person, it has allowed
right.
me to do many things. It
okay.
has allowed me to write my two books.
Right.
The No Canadian Experience one has been a Canadian bestseller in the job hunting genre. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, it has been helping so many
right.
people. You know, one college here in Ontario, they developed a course around
wow.
around that book. Yes,
wow.
and you know, I get orders from
yeah.
from time to time. I actually go out and speak next week. Well, on October 30th, actually, I'll be
yeah.
speaking at a big conference here in the Greater Toronto Area. And you know, it all started with
excellent
with the book. I'm going to be speaking to you know, hundreds of new immigrants coming into to the Greater Toronto Area.
I'll definitely need to take some tips from you.
Yes. And I advise people, it's not as difficult to write a book
yeah.
as we once thought. It is, it's not easy, but
yeah.
it's not half as difficult as we we think, you know. Get you put your ideas down, you get a good editor, you get a good layout person, and you know it's done.
Okay. If you could go back and change one thing, what would it be and why?
Wow, that's a difficult question. I've learned so much from all the steps I've taken that even if some of the things were negative, I've learned that I have put a positive spin on it.
Okay.
So for example, I got stalled at, you know, when I was working at the bank because the promotions weren't coming.
Right.
I did have opportunities to go lateral. But back in those days, we didn't think of promotion as lateral, you know. Promotion meant up, you go up the ladder.
Yes, yes.
These days, promotions come even in terms of going back.
Yeah.
Because in going back, you may be learning new skills to push yourself forward.
Yes.
Okay. So if I would not, nothing is coming to mind about what I would change, because I have learned that even out of negative situations have come positive.
Fantastic.
Positive. And I focus on that.
Excellent.
On the positive
side.
Yes.
Excellent. You seem like a very positive person and full of confidence.
Well, I am. I mean, I tell my clients sometimes, I said, listen, I am not Pollyanna all the time. I'm not this positivity 24 hours of the day.
Yeah.
I do give myself that 15 minutes to my 15 minute pity party sometimes.
Okay.
Where I said, you know, poor Daisy.
Yeah.
You know, what's going to happen? But then I snap out of that after 15 minutes because I know it's not taking me anywhere.
Okay.
So I said, you know what? Start doing something that can push you forward.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So share with us a success quote or mantra that you use and why it's meaningful to you.
Wow. There are so many. Which one is coming to mind? You know what? Let me think on that.
Okay.
And give you. There are so many that's and I just can't come up with
no problem.
With one right now.
Well, let's flick back to where we talked about confidence.
Yes.
You having a lot of confidence.
Yes.
Do you have any practical tips on building confidence that you can share? Something maybe on a daily basis to set you up for the day?
Absolutely. I start off my day with prayer.
Okay.
I am big on that. Prayer, meditation. I take that time for myself. And I look at the day and I said, you know, today is going to be a great day. I am going to, the hours are there and I'm going to make the best of those hours. Mm-hmm. And my mindset is always on the positive side. Like I see the glasses half full every time.
Yes.
And so when you have that mindset, and it doesn't happen overnight. It has its, you know, I have grown into that kind of a mindset.
Okay.
But I see the glasses half full.
Mm-hmm.
So I use that to as a springboard to move on. To say, and my advice to people is one, to believe in yourself. Believe in yourself and your capabilities. To remember that you are unique. You are the only you.
Yes.
There is nobody else like you. And that in itself should push us forward to say, imagine that.
Yeah.
I am the only me.
Yeah. Original.
You know, what? I'm the original. Exactly. So how can I make this? How can I capitalize on this, on my originality, on who I am? And, you know, take things in stride. When things happen, like I said, I am not saying, you know, things won't happen and there won't be the days when you're really down and there won't be the days when, you know, you're trying to find a job and it's not coming.
Yes.
But just believe that it's going to happen. You know, there's a saying that we are what we think about all day long. And if we, and probably that's a quote you can I could probably use. It's not my original.
Yeah.
But if you focus on negativity, then it's going to breed negative.
Right.
If you focus on positive stuff, if you focus on, yes, I am going to get that job. Yes, there is a job out there with my name on it. It's just a matter of searching and being deliberate and persevering. You will get that job. Stay away from naysayers. Those are going to tell you, oh, you know, during my time, you know, I had to, you know, it took me so long. And, you know, stay away from people like those. Surround yourself with positive people, people who have your interests at heart.
Yeah.
People who will say, go for it. You can do it.
Yeah. And that's, I think you're...
Yeah.
And I think you also have to have a personal vision. You have to know, as you said at the top, about goals and have a personal vision. And once you can visualize it, it becomes real.
It becomes real.
You have to believe in it.
Absolutely. I have a client that I worked with. She's still my client. But she was telling me how she went to this job. You know, we did several coaching sessions. And she went to this job. And she did the interview. She went to the interview, rather. And she said she asked one of these questions, you know, if I'm the successful candidate, what would you want to see me achieve in my first 30 days? And they told her. And she went home and she started to reflect on, you know, changes she could make and value she could add. And then she said, you know what? I started to see myself in the role. I visualize myself at the desk with a picture of my family on the desk, and I saw myself, you know, moving around and helping my co-workers and everything. She went back for the second interview. She was hired like
excellent,
that.
Excellent.
Because, like you rightly said, you have to have a vision. You have to see yourself in the space, in the position, and work towards that.
Excellent, excellent.
Yeah.
Now, Daisy, I'd like to cast your mind back and think to your teenage self. Knowing what you know now, what would you tell teenage Daisy?
Teenage Daisy, I would say, like I said then, go for it. The world is an oyster. It's waiting for somebody like you. You are unique. You're the only you.
Yeah.
Go for it. Nothing should stop you.
Excellent.
And believe in yourself. And for me, my praying is very important to me.
Yeah.
It's, you know, that's where I get centered.
Okay.
That's what tells me at the start of the day what I should be doing. So that's what I would tell my teenage self, you know, go for it.
For sure. And I suppose in your role, you maybe act as a mentor, but if you could choose your own mentor, who would it be and why?
Well, my own mentor would be my mom.
Okay.
Who passed away in 2011.
Okay.
She was my everything. She encouraged me. There was nothing in her mind. There was nothing that I couldn't do.
True mom.
Couldn't do. Yes. She believed in me. She encouraged me. And even in her last days, she had Alzheimer's. And, you know, I remember the day, one day when she said to me, and whose daughter are you?
Yeah.
And, you know, it hit me. But even in those days, I would still put my head on her lap. Just knowing that she loved me, she loved me. She would be my number
excellent.
One mentor
excellent.
Because of the mother she was. She had six of us, and none of us knew who was her favorite, because she always said, each of you has a special quality that I love. So there's no favorite. And
beautiful.
You know what? That taught me with my own two kids.
Yeah.
And now my two kids are best friends, and they know that mom loves them equally.
Okay.
So my mom would have been my mentor.
Beautiful.
And then of course I would add Oprah to it as well.
How can we leave her out? How can we leave her out?
Okay, yeah, we can't leave her out at all. Yes.
So what would you say are your imperfections and how do you embrace them?
Oh, boy.
I'm almost there now.
my imperfections, you know what? It's a cliche.
Yeah.
But I am this... I tend to want to see all the I's dotted and the T's crossed.
Right, right.
And it's something I have to kind of stand back, take a step back.
Yes.
To say it's not going to be perfect. You don't have to have the perfect program before you launch it.
Very
you don't
much.
Have to have,
Very
yes.
Much.
And so I have learned through that. And I even tell my clients the same thing. You know what? We're not going to get it perfect all the time.
Yeah.
Aim for perfection.
Yes.
But you're not going to, it doesn't happen all the time.
Okay.
And then I also say, you know, my other mantra is to autograph my work with excellence. That's my
there's
mantra.
There's
my mantra. Yes, exactly. Yes. Whatever I do, I want to know I'm doing the best job for that client or that individual or that cause. I'm doing, you know, the best job that I can in that particular situation.
So we touched on you being a very busy lady and obviously you have a family.
Yes.
So what would you be your three key pieces of advice for maintaining a work-life balance?
Well, this is mine. My husband wouldn't say that, but because he thinks I work all the time. You know, I am, but I do keep a strict 9-to-4 job.
Okay.
Job. My work day.
Right.
I do stick to that. However, there are times when there might be a client who is in New Zealand who want to speak to me, you know, at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
I would do that, but it's not a part of my day. There are clients who will want to see me after 4:00.
Right.
There are times, and I would say to them, you know what? Yes, you can come into my office, but, you know, you're going to see people walking by. You're going to see my kids. You're going to see my grandson. My husband will be walking by. So just be aware of that you're kind of in that kind of family space.
Yeah.
However, if that's all the time they have, I'm not going to say, well, I can't see you.
Okay.
Because I'm sticking to that 9-to-4.
Excellent.
And my weekends are precious. So I don't work on weekends.
Okay.
Because that's when we do things as a family. Go out, go places, you know, go to sports events, watch sports. We are great sports fan, and of course on Sundays, you know, we go to church and all of that. So I try to balance it as much as I can.
Yeah.
It doesn't always work,
mm-hmm.
but I'm flexible. I'm flexible, and I know it's important. It's important to me. It's important to my family.
Excellent.
So we kind of try to.
I think when I grow up, I want to be like you.
Well. Oh boy! I mean, based on your background, I could say the same thing. When I grow up, I want to be just like Janet.
So, lastly, Daisy, what does it mean to you to be your own hero?
It means a whole lot. It means that I have done a lot of what I wanted to do. I have taken risks.
Yeah.
I mean, when we decided to come to Canada, when I told my husband, when I applied, when I filled in the questionnaire and I went home and I said, "Dear, I think we're gonna move to Canada." He said, "What?" Because my husband is very straight. If he doesn't see the light at the end of the tunnel, he ain't going.
Yeah.
Me, I just want to see the light at the next step.
Right.
And so I'm gone. So, you know, So, I took the risk and they have worked out. Some have not worked out. And I am, you know, I said, well, I've learned from them. But I took some risks and, you know, they have worked out. So
that's what
I would say, you know, take as many risks as you can, but be practical, be realistic, Some are not going to happen, and some will happen. If you don't open that door, you don't know what's going to be there. What's going to be on the other side.
Definitely. Yeah. So before we end, Daisy, I'd like to say thank you so much for speaking to me. I'm sure everyone's loved listening to your journey. But if they want to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Well, they can search for me online, Daisy Wright. And if they happen to see that I was going around with Jude Law, the actor, it's not me at all.
Oh.
That just happened to be his nanny. But the reason I say that is people need to Google themselves sometimes and find out what's out there on them.
Yeah.
Because it was in Googling my name that I realized that. And I was able to tell people quickly, it's not me. So Google my name and you'll see Daisy Wright. My company is The Wright Career Solution.
Excellent.
They can hook me up on LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter. My Twitter handle is at CareerTips2, the number 2, go, CareerTips2Go. And I'm on Facebook. And, I'm everywhere. My phone number is 647-930-4763. So
excellent.
That's it.
So thank you so much for your time to get to time today. And I'm sure we'll speak again.
Thank you so much. It has been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you all for listening. It's been my pleasure to show up here every week to connect with like-minded women who want to live their life to the fullest and be empowered to take their career to the next level. Remember, you are the author of your own story. You control the narrative and you have the power to have give your life story a happy ending, so own it. Visit JaniceSutherland.com for more information on how I can help empower you to transform your dreams into actions. And if you've enjoyed listening, please share this with all the other phenomenal women you know. Until next time.